Namaste. So there is a question, say interesting question, a bit humorous also, amusing, that the divine wants us to play and we want to play with the divine. But why does it take so long and, you know, so much preparation, and why we have to go through somebody who is a bhakta or somebody who can teach us and all that, books and all this? Why don't we directly play with the divine? Very good. So the story that came to my mind, of course I know one of my cousins, he's a cricketer, and I know how he was brought up. So, but it came in the form of a story that, imagine, a Sachin Tendulkar at the age of 5 got up and said to his father, "Dad, I want to be like Don Bradman and play with him." So his father, who is a little wiser, Sachin Tendulkar is ready with his bat. This is not a real story, okay? Please don't. Sachin Tendulkar is ready with his bat to go and play with Don Bradman. But his father, who is a wiser, sends him to learn with a person who will teach him some basic strokes. Of course, Sachin Tendulkar learns through many persons whose names we don't know. Who taught him cricket? No, anybody knows his name? Must have been some ex-cricketer who didn't do very well. Those are the people who normally teach, isn't it? But he went way beyond everybody, and there was a time when he did have an opportunity to meet Don Bradman. He couldn't play with him. Not that he ever asked for this. Okay? Another cricketing legend. These stories, Gary Sobers. You know how he learned cricket? One of the best all-rounders the world has ever produced. His father was a washerman. So he would pick up that patta and put the ball and play with it. One of the best all-rounders ever the world has ever seen. Yes, of course we want to play with the divine, and divine is ready for it. Are we ready to play with him? Do we know even the rules of the game? Imagine to play with divine, who in one moment can blot out a million universes. Now come and play. He says, okay, let's play divine game. So, yes, I'm ready. Ready? Okay, die. What is it? Die. I want to play with you. Yes, die if you want to play with me. What do you mean? Where will I be? How will I play if I die? You have to die to play with me. Mother said to somebody, no? People tell me I want to die, I want to die. I tell them, die to the ego. So what do these teachers, the great teachers who come, they tell us? They teach us these rules of the game. We should not equate them to the divine. Divine is divine. But they come to teach us the rules of the game, partly because they have lived, they have realized few things, or they may not have realized but read from a book. Doesn't matter. You pick up what you want to pick up. And then you start practicing. Okay, one day I have to play with the divine. How will we play with the divine unless we become one with the divine? Because it's a game whose name is divine. If divine and human were to play, it is almost like, you know, when mother was asked that nature, you know, people are crushed, nature doesn't care. She says, you know, when you walk, do you bother about the ants that you crush under your feet? Do you even know how many you have crushed? Yesterday was a cyclone and everybody, you know, oh, somebody was protected, somebody was not protected. You think nature acts like that? Nature's movements are tremendous. Imagine if you were to play with the divine. Divine will say, okay, I am coming in my Kali form, come and embrace me. Go out, walk. That's how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu played divine. He used to get these partial incarnations. Shobhinda has confirmed it. He used to go into those states when he would partly identify with Sri Krishna. So once when he looked at the blue sea, he was so enchanted, he jumped into it. This is my Krishna. And that's why when Jakai and Madhai, you know the story, no? When they were tormenting one of his disciples, and the disciple ran, they were drunkards and they used to do this mischief, ran to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You have heard Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that dhol pitna and, you know, Sankirtan, isn't it? But do you know about an aspect of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? When the disciples went to him, that disciple went to him because they were tormented in Jagai and Madhai. Shivindu quotes a story that, you know, how grace can come to these people. So they came with the stone. Acha, we will see what you will do. And that moment, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is supposed to have assumed the form of Chakradhar, Shri Krishna on the battlefield. And they were so shaken just by his bhava that they ran and put their hands on his feet and took Sharanagati, because they saw Krishna on the battlefield with his chakra. Then they got converted. One of the famous conversions known in history, Sri Aurobindo quotes it as, you know, divine can come to how he can come. So, divine also wants us to play. First thing is, do we want to play or no? This is the first step. Most human beings want to play human, meaning thereby divine, you become human and we'll play with you. That's, then it doesn't, and he becomes human. Then when he becomes human, now what do human beings do? They hurt you, they cajole you. So then you say you are cruel. You wanted him to be like human. You built an anthropomorphic god who will punish you, or not you, your neighbor, by the way. When you believe a divine who will punish your neighbor when he says something bad about you, and he will reward you when you have done something good. So he has become human. Your faith has made him human. So what he does, next time you make a mistake, you go the same way. So we don't want to play divine, we want to play human. For a long time he plays. But you know what? He knows that he is divine and we don't know. So after a while he gets bored. Try playing with a child, adults, with a 2-year-old. Okay, we'll play a little. After some time you'll say, okay, can we stop this game? When adults play Ludo or something, no? They initially, okay, after some time they are, because it's an adult world. So for the divine to become human and play with us, he still plays. It's not easy for the divine to become Sri Krishna, Lord Rama, Sri Aurobindo and the mother and play with us. I tell you, it is the greatest of mysteries and sacrifice, that how does he accept? People say, oh, they left their body, mother left her body at 96. I wonder how she lived for 96 years in a body becoming like us. I can't imagine, you know. Imagine for half an hour playing Ludo with a child. See what happens. Yet she identified for the sake of love of the children. Her children, the compassion. But why? Why does divine agree to play human? So that we can become divine and play with him divine. So when we say, mother give me this, mother give me that, mother give me this, we are playing human divine. But the day we say, mother, take all that is human in us. Take everything of ours. Every trace of ego, take it. Whatever is there in me, you just take it. And remold me as you want me to be. Then we are ready for the divine play. So those who are ready can raise their hands. And Kabir said, ye to ghar hai prem ka. So nice. Oh, divine wants bhakti, loves bhakti. What is bhakti? We don't even know. Mother's, that message of 17 November, na, where she says, you can't even love without egoism and you talk about divine love. That is the full message. You talk about divine love, you can't even love without egoism. You talk about immortality and you are attached, clinging to the past and the present. So Kabir says, ye to ghar hai prem ka, khala ka ghar nahi. This is the house of love. It is not the house of your, what is khala, bua, pupi, aunt. This is good. Unqualified. So, theek hai. So what? Prem ka ghar aur bhi achha, it's very good. No. You can't enter like that. Sheesh kataye bhui dhare, tab baithe ghar mai. You want to enter that house of love? Cut off your head, keep it outside, then enter in. So let's play divine, but we can't play divine with the ego. It doesn't matter. One doesn't have to read a book. Sometimes one sentence, half a phrase is enough. It's not that mandatory that one has to read book, meet the bhaktas or listen. Nothing is required. To a soul that is ready, one word is enough. Like Shubhendu quotes the example of Shri Krishna. One word from Rishi Ghora. What is the word? There were 3-4 words, but one of them is Achyutam, thou art the imperishable. You cannot, you who cannot ever degenerate, you cannot fall down. Achyutam, you are the ever pure. And you are the ever Akshitam. Akshitam, Achyutam. Just know this. And for Sri Krishna, it was instantly, that was a concession the avatar had for, of the human process. Not that he could have done it in his own way. Same with King Janak. That much time when he has to put on the saddle, he realizes you don't need to read books, nothing. Meet anybody. That's why Kabir says, Dhai akhar prem ka padhe so pandit hoy. But know it, live it. And if you can live it, then play divine, divine. But to play divine, divine means divine pours himself on the whole creation. Never asks anybody, what are you giving back to me? Have you ever imagined that Ananda incessantly on dumb things, on stone and river and plant and human beings and gods and even titans and asuras, he pours and pours infinite love. One day we feel a little bhakti and then we say, you know what, I am having bhakti for you. He will laugh. It's like a child says, you know, mom, I did this for you. What will the mom say? My child from the conception, she will not say. She will feel amused. She will feel happy if the child brings. Mom, I got this for you. So, we should know that nothing is required except one thing. Sincere aspiration to become divine. If you become divine, then you play with the divine. So, all these books, these processes, methods, techniques, people, ultimately at the root of it is only one thing. Become the divine. Now it's possible that the person who is telling you this may not be able to become. It's like Sachin Tendulkar became him, but his teacher remained his teacher. It's possible. But you may catch a word and your life may change. One last story with which I'll close is the story of a man who is going and suddenly he hears a crowd has gathered around somebody and hearing some talk. So he also hears some talk. He's, wow, so wonderful. And then he goes away. He goes away. He had gone for some errand. And after 10 years he comes back. He's a transformed human being. Because he picked up that word and said, this is worth doing. And leaving his errand, he went all the way and got changed. And when he's coming, people are still hearing talk. So this is what makes the difference. And another one where you can catch a little phrase. And it can change your life. Somebody went, a thief was running away, picking something, and he saw a crowd and he thought, let me mingle in the crowd. And there was a satsang going on. So, while the satsang was going on, the police came and nabbed him. But he heard one thing, whatever was the subject, the Swamiji told, gods don't have shadows. He didn't bother about the philosophical implication of all this. By the time he dragged, put into the jail. So those old days methods, not fourth grade torture, another kind of method. So at night some police fellow came dressed as a god and tells him, you know what, I am God and I have come to ask you, where have you hid the jewels? So he says, you are God. He looks and sees there is a shadow. He says, you can't be God. So he's released from the jail because they feel, he said, I don't have anything. Then he wonders, I casually heard a phrase. It saved me from such a danger. What if I really listen and follow this advice which is being given? So the difference is only of sincerity. Become sincere and you will play with the divine. Otherwise, divine will not abandon. He will play human. If you are human, if you become animal, he'll play animal. If you become like an asura, he'll play asura. See Kali, what does she do? She goes to the asura. What does he do? Then he takes Namund Malini up to us. He plays with us always, but what degree level of the game we want to play with him, that is a choice we have to make. And he respects our choice, which is the only unfortunate part. Namaste.